Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn ilm deen. Whenever and wherever you find a chance to learn ilm deen, you must feel that you are lucky, you are a fortunate person, and do not miss any opportunity of learning ilm deen, because this is the best worship, best ibadat amongst the optional nafli ibadat. And sometimes some part of knowledge of deen is fard, is obligatory as well. Today we will discuss verse number 172 of Surah Al-Baqarah and few more verses along with it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم واشكروا لله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. O believers, eat the good things that we have provided and acknowledge the favor of Allah if you really worship only Him. It is said to the believers in this ayah karima that, O believers, eat the good things that Allah has provided for you and acknowledge the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal for what He has made lawful for you. If you really worship only Him, then follow His orders. One should consume halal food at all times. Taqwa, which is Allah consciousness, is not to refrain from halal food. In fact, taqwa is to abstain from all forbidden and doubtful things. Some people overstep in this regard and declare lot of foods which are halal as haram due to their own assumptions and weak knowledge that they have. So the taqwa and the consciousness is not to refrain from halal food. That must be kept in mind.
إنما حرم عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل به لغير الله فمن اضطر غير باغ ولا عاد فلا إثم عليه إن الله غفور رحيم.
He, that is Allah Azza wa Jal, has forbidden the eating of only these for you. A dead animal, that is carrion, and blood, and the flesh of swine, and the animals upon which the name of other than Allah is proclaimed at the time of slaughtering. So, for consuming the above, there is no sin upon the one who is compelled and does not eat out of desire, nor transgressing the limit of eating. Indeed, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. It is said to the disbelievers that those animals which you have taken to be unlawful, like Bahira and Saiba, are not unlawful at all. What Allah has made unlawful and what Allah has forbidden to consume are only these things, like dead animal, that is carrion, and flowing blood, and the flesh of swine, including its every part, and the animals upon which the name of other than Allah is mentioned at the time of slaughtering. So for consuming the above, there is no sin on him who is compelled due to extreme hunger and does not eat out of desire, nor transgressing the limit of eating. He is not sinful for eating the above mentioned to the extent of necessity. If one cannot properly estimate the extent of quantity and thus eats more than necessity, Allah will forgive him, as Allah is most forgiving, most merciful.
إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزل الله من الكتاب ويشترون به ثمنا قليلا أولئك ما يأكلون في بطونهم إلا النار ولا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم.
Those who hide the book sent down by Allah and exchange it for a despicable price, that is short-lived benefits. They fill their bellies with the fire only, and Allah will not speak to them on the day of resurrection, nor will He purify them from their sins, and for them is a painful punishment. Those scholars and chiefs of Jews who hide the praise and description of the last prophet Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is in the book, that is Tawrat, sent down by Allah Azza wa Jal, and they exchange it for a despicable price which they get from their community. They fill their bellies only with the fire of hell by eating unlawful and forbidden food bought with unlawful money, which will cause them to go to hell. And Allah will not speak pleasantly to them on the day of resurrection, nor will He purify them from the filth of their sins. And for them is a painful punishment, that is the eternal fire.
أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى والعذاب بالمغفرة فما أصبرهم على النار.
They could choose guidance and forgiveness, but these are those people who have purchased error in exchange for guidance, and torment in exchange for forgiveness. So to what extent can they bear the fire of hell? It's a question to them. This statement is intended to provoke amazement amongst the believers in the way in which the disbelievers commit sins that necessitate their punishment in the fire. In reality, they would have no patience whatsoever to bear the eternal fire. They will have no power, no guts, no courage, and nobody in the world can bear the punishment of fire of Jahannam even for a split second. Therefore, one should always repent and refrain from sins and must keep doing the good acts, the good works.
ذلك بأن الله نزل الكتاب بالحق وإن الذين اختلفوا في الكتاب لفي شقاق بعيد.
This, that is the punishment, is because Allah has sent down the book with the truth. And indeed, those who started causing disagreement in the book, they are definitely hostile. That which has been mentioned of their consumption of fire, eating of fire, and what follows in the previous verses, it is because Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed the book with the truth. But they are in disagreement regarding it, believing in part of it while disbelieving in other, and also concealing it, not giving the correct message of the book to the people. And those who are in disagreement regarding the book concerning this matter are the Jews. It is also said that people who are mentioned here in this verse are the idol worshippers, some of whom said with regard to the Holy Quran that it was poetry. Others said it was witchcraft. And some others regarded it that it was just a prediction. All of them are in extreme disagreement, far removed from the truth.
لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وَآتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَى الزَّكَاةَ وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون.
True righteousness is not just to turn your face to the east or to the west in prayer. Yes, true righteousness is to believe in Allah and the last day and the angels and the book and the prophets, and out of love for Allah give out his precious wealth to relatives and orphans and needy and travelers and beggars and for freeing slaves, and keep salah established and pay zakat. and those who fulfill their promise when they make a promise, and those who are patient during the time of calamity and hardship and during battle. It is they who have been proven truthful to their words, and it is they who are pious. It is explained in this verse that true righteousness is not just to turn your face to the east or to the west in performing salah or in prayer. If the belief is crooked, if the aqidahs are incorrect, yes, the true righteousness is that one must believe in Allah and the last day, which is the day of judgment, and the angels, and the book revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal, and all the prophets alayhi wasalam. And out of love for Allah, person gives out his precious wealth to relatives and orphans and needy and travelers and beggars, and for freeing indebted slaves. And he who keeps salah established and pays zakat, and those who fulfill their lawful promise when they make a promise to someone, and those who are patient during the time of calamity and hardship and during battle, it is they who have been proven truthful to their words of faith. Words of faith are shahada. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. These are words of faith. It is they who are the pious. From this verse we learned that it is not sufficient to face the direction of Kaaba when performing salah. Having correct beliefs is just as important and necessary. Every follower of Qibla, that is Ahlul Qibla, is not necessarily a believer. Amongst them are Murtad as well. For example, the defamers of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we have learned a few more verses of Qur'an Majeed with the brief tafsir. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand Qur'an Majeed, Furqan Hamid, and the sunnah of beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah bless you and your families. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy